We turn to Iowa now, where a 31-year-old man is being held in the Dickinson County Jail. His alleged crime, the criminal transmission of HIV. Dwayne Boyd is accused of exposing at least four women to the virus that causes AIDS. His alleged victims range in age from 16 to 36 and include his wife. Boyd lived and pursued his love life in the Northwest Lakes region of Iowa, a string of small towns that are home to the state's largest concentration of bars. The area is a big draw for tourists, especially young people, from around the Midwest, and Boyd's arrest has set off alarms in a place known for hearty partying. Kathy Obradovich is political editor for the Des Moines Register. The paper's been covering Boyd's arrest and the effect on their surrounding towns. Kathy, how was Boyd arrested?
He actually came to the attention of authorities after his father-in-law complained to police. As you mentioned, his wife is one of the alleged victims, and it was actually her father who went to police initially.
And what happened after that? Other victims stepped forward?
Yes. After his arrest was publicized, three more women came forward, and police added additional charges. They don't know for sure if they're done seeing people who are going to allege that they're victims.
So he was turned in by his father-in-law. How did his father-in-law discover that he was HIV positive?
The father-in-law told us that Boyd had known since the early 1990s that he was positive, but apparently his spouse only found out recently, and I think that that's how this all started.
Four counts, four women, and in all these cases, this involved consensual sex.
That's what the police say, yes.
And the victims, do we know their health status?
We do not know their health status. Police have not said whether any of them have contracted HIV, which is the virus that causes AIDS. That's not necessary for the charges. It's only necessary under the law that they be somebody be exposed by somebody who knows they have the virus but didn't tell.
You know, we're in sort of a new legal territory, aren't we, here? These laws have not been on the books very long. He's charged with the criminal transmission of HIV. How common is this?
It's a relatively new law in Iowa. It went into effect in 1999. Since then, there have been only six people convicted in Iowa. County attorneys and other prosecutors have told us it's kind of difficult to make a case. There have been a few more people charged with this law who have not been convicted, in part because you have to prove that the person knew that they were infected at the time that they exposed others.
Take us to this region, if you could. Describe Dickinson County in the Lakes region.
Dickinson County is a very much a resort area in Iowa. This is an area up on the border of northwest Iowa where there are several lakes all together in and around four very small towns. A lot of the bars and restaurants where this activity has been pointed out to us was around Arnold's Park, which is a historic amusement park in the Okoboji area, and clearly a big attraction for young people as well as people with families from all over the state and the Midwest.
What's happened since his arrest in that area?
Well, from what we understand, the sexual abuse and crisis line up in northwest Iowa has gotten a lot of concerned calls, not necessarily from people who think they've had contact with Boyd, but people who are concerned about HIV in general.
Dwayne Boyd is African American, and your paper reported today that some were concerned that this would raise racial issues. There are not a lot of blacks who live in the area. Has that started to happen in Dickinson County?
Some of the people that we talked to said there were a couple of concerns. One, that there would be some racist backlash as a result of this. The other concern that was raised by some of the people that we talked to was that people might not take this HIV infection and the potential danger from that seriously because they might think, oh, it's in a minority community and therefore it's not me, it's them.
Kathy Obradovich, thanks so much for talking to us.
Nice to talk to you again, Michelle.
Kathy Obradovich is the political editor for the Des Moines Register.